But Nick Quinn's back for the Friday form. We love his freshly cut hair on a Friday. Good morning to you, Quinny.
Thanks very much, Daniel.
I love the fact you're drinking a 6-litre can of Mother.
Yeah. Explain this to the listeners.
What are you doing, mate? 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's a good time to have an energy drink, isn't it?
No, it's not.
When is a good time?
Because what time did you get up this morning?
It didn't really go down, to be honest.
And what was your reason? You couldn't go down. So you're drinking 6-litre cans of Mother. This is why you're not sleeping, Nick.
Too much sport. The kids played tandem, have not been asleep. So big thanks to the Saint wife at home for at least letting me get some shut-eye. But what a weekend.
Was there any food accompanying the 6-litre can of Mother?
No. Empty stomach. It's like taking medicine.
It's like drinking a can of kerosene is basically what it is. Good luck to you. Now, normally on the Friday form, we have the world's greatest form analyst, Dean Lester. But he's having a hiatus, a winter hiatus, which provides an opportunity for the winter specialist here on the Friday form. And Whitey has come up with an idea. Whitey, before we introduce our man, can you explain your championship concept?
Well, no winter specialist as such. That will be determined in 4 weeks' time. We have a winter championship. So we are going to invite a tipster to come in.
Oh.
And be the Dean Lester of the Friday.
Well, hang on, you can't put that pressure on
a rotating basis?
Or? If he bets to a profit, carryover champ situation.
Carryover champ.
He comes back. If he doesn't bet to a profit,
he's gone.
We'll see you next year.
Oh.
And we are crowned a winter champion.
I like this.
Wow, this
I like
is good. This.
And there's a government supervision type of situation as well. So
is that what those four blocks are doing over there?
Three panel members over there. And Marianne Van Dorsen.
She's looking good, actually.
So government supervision,
sure does.
Government supervision can come into play if we think they deem that the betting was good, but not profitable.
Right. Okay.
But well, we're going with
sense to me, but
we're going with $100 to spend, and if we bet to a profit, we welcome Matt back next week.
Rightio. Well, our first contestant on the Winter Championship is Matty Welsh. Morning, Matty.
Do it properly.
We got a jingle.
Matty Welsh comes from the Eastern Suburbs of Melbourne. He likes playing.
Morning, Matthew. Playing
golf. How are you, Daniel?
Going for walks along the river.
Going very well, thank you. Were you aware of the championship status?
I was not. And,
neither was I. Good news.
I must say, still wiping the sleep out of my eyes. I'm not used to being up at such an early hour, but look forward to the challenge that Whitey's throwing down.
Gee, excuses already. That's,
that's a bit of a concern. That is a bit of a concern. The excuses early doors.
Although there's highlighter and computers going on over here. So there's a lot of... It's very
high
serious.
Tech.
Is there a computer?
There's highlighters.
And there's
different
highlighter.
Colours.
Well, that's unbelievable.
Maps.
I don't know what to
Similar
do with that.
Similar to your form book.
What we do know is, Matty's got a great eye. His trial file segment on Thursdays on Racing Pulse is...
cult status.
...his highest rating segment of that half hour.
Yeah.
Every Thursday.
Because it's Felgate. It's better than Felgate.
He does a great job. And hopefully you can do it for our punters this week at Moonee Valley tomorrow, boys. We're racing. And for the first time players, we have a look at the quaddie at the Melbourne meeting on a Saturday on the Friday form. And we try and narrow the focus for you to get your chance to get the quaddie and hopefully a few winners along the way elsewhere. But race 7 is the first leg of the quaddie tomorrow. 10 race card at Moonee Valley. And we've got 13 going around. Super Hussy gets a start with a scratching of Kino Town. And Matty Welsh, to you straight up, number 2, Miss Leonidas, is a favourite with D Dunn on board for Dwyer Camp. Tell me more.
Yeah, I really like this filly half. I was keen on her last Saturday at Flemington. She ran very well. She was closer to the inside down the straight. They ran extremely fast time there, and I think she's the horse to beat.
Ooh.
The one little issue is she does have a habit of missing the start, and particularly at Moonee Valley, we know it's a tight track. She won't want to be doing that, but she jumped pretty cleanly the other day at Flemington down the straight, and if she can get herself in the early firing line, she is certainly the horse to beat.
Horse to beat is at number 2. Who else are you playing with in your multiples? Who do you think you might be a chance should things go well for them?
It's a pretty tricky leg of the quaddie outside of her, and given her penchant for missing the start occasionally, I think we need to go reasonably wide. Putting Intar Cooler Spirit number 3, she races very well off a freshen up. Damien Oliver in the saddle, she's run well at Moonee Valley in the past. I think she's certainly a chance. Including Lael, number 5, she has a duck egg 2 starts back at Flemington, but had an issue there. Return to the winner's circle at Sandown last start for Mick Price. She's a very smart horse on the way up. Throwing one in at 50-1 here. Number 11, Geneva Diva. Trained by Link Sullivan. There was an issue there at Caulfield first up. She's a fast filly. And Look, there is a suggestion that with the rail out 4 metres on Saturday, it could be somewhat advantageous to be up on speed. So I'm throwing her in at Bolter's odds, number 11. And the other one I'm putting in down the bottom, number 14, the emergency you mentioned gets a run, Super Hussy. She's going to probably be last in the run, but as I've outlined, there's pretty good speed on paper here, so she'll be the one darting through late and hitting the line strongly. So I think wide leg of the quaddie to start, I was 2, 3, 5, 11 and 14.
Now, just a little bit of feedback from the government supervisors over here.
I think he's got the job.
The word that was just used before.
Yeah, never been, sure.
That has never been mentioned in this studio.
That's the most impressive.
The government supervisors are taking notes there.
Real private schoolboy lair up, if you ask me.
It's a little bit of that, Nick Quinn. You're spot on about that. It certainly caught my attention, Nick. Any horses in this race caught your attention or the punters' attention at tab.com.au?
Miss Leonidas has been the best backed runner, 4 into 350. I want to ask Maddie about two runners that ran a controversial Quinella at Sale last start. Number one, Miss Norway, a $19 chance. And also the horse that appeared to win the race, number 10, Sharif's Choice, who's at 17. You didn't give either of those to a plug. You just don't rate that form line as strongly?
Yeah, probably. That's a good point, Quiddy. But also, Miss Norway does look ordinarily drawn out there in 14. Going to face a fair task to get across. And as I mentioned, there's a fair bit of speed drawn inside. So probably against her. That was a good win. It was a pretty well good rating race. They ran fast time and she sat deep outside the speed. So there was plenty of merit to her win. Sharif's Choice is going to get a nice run in behind them and probably would have been next best, but we can't throw them all in.
That's right.
It was controversial because they showed the race. Sharif's Choice won. They called it. The numbers went up. Everyone's happy. And then about 30 seconds later said, oh, hang on a sec. That's not right. Miss Norway got there.
You were no doubt on Sharif's Choice clearly. By the sound of it.
Sounds I did like Miss it. Norway. Thank you very much.
Yeah. That's why you brought it up, Quinny.
Nice work. So two, pretty confident with a two, but 3, 5, 11, 14. The other numbers in the first leg at Money Valley tomorrow. Race 8 is the second leg over the Cox Plate distance of 20.40. Crimson and Clover will be paying attention. Because this is the program we're on towards the $5 million
4,000 meter race.
You're an idiot.
Immortable.
Jericho Cap.
The 11 horse field is going around the 20.40, and Light in My Veins, whose recent performances for Kieran Maher has been nothing short of outstanding, almost picket fence style before the third, a couple of starts back. 62, 3 kilo Liam Reardon on board, back to 59. Matty, can we look past this?
Yeah, I think we certainly can, Huff. It was excellent last start, and Liam Reardon, good young apprentice, rode him on that occasion. It was at this track and distance, and he meets a lot of the opposition he beat there, and that was his first go at 2,000 metres since being back in WA where he started his career. He's only had the two goes at 2,000 metres, and it was an emphatic victory. He ran very fast time for the day and sat three wide in the early stages. So from gate two on Saturday, he's going to get a perfect run in transit. And as you say, he's almost got the picket fence. He's won four of his last five, and he's certainly the horse to beat again on Saturday.
Right, if there's anything outside of number one, the toppy there with the 59 kegs, who are we looking at?
I think Pilote de Size got a nice chance. Was 1,400 up to 2,040 last start and worked up on that fast pace behind Lightning in My Veins that I mentioned. I think fourth up now, he should be fit enough and ready to show his best. He's been parading very well. He's clearly in good health. Just probably needed to get that fitness to a level that's capable of withstanding a really strong 2,040 metres. And I think now fourth up, he should have that base. Number three, Self Sense, comes back to the flat after a dominant victory in the Australian hurdle. He's had two starts over the obstacles and won them by a combined 16 lengths. But his form on the flat's just as good. He won at Caulfield going back three starts ago, beating Kawea in a somewhat controversial race where Kawea got in all sorts of trouble. But still won that and was second to Life Less Ordinary in the Wagga Cup, who is another horse who's flying. So I certainly think on the flat, Self Sense needs to be respected. The other one I'm putting in is number eight, Have Another Glass, over from Adelaide for the Sue Gents stable. She won the listed race, the Centaurus Stakes, going back two starts ago. It's a race she ran third in last year before coming over and running on this day last year in another race. And then she was second to Tatush, who's going to be very hard to beat in race 9 at Moonee Valley on Saturday. Inside Ali is some concern. Dwayne Dunn's going to need to get this mare off the fence at some stage because she does get back into the second half of the field. But she's the other one that I'll be throwing in. So 1, 2, 3, and 8 in the second leg.
Quinny, any movers in that marketplace?
Yeah, Lord in My Veins has been the best backed runner. Heads the market at $4, just ahead of My Nordic Hero. My Nordic Hero. last won a race.
One more time.
August 19, back in 2015, on the second line of betting. How do you assess him?
Yeah, I was batting up for him last start, and I just thought he was beaten fair and square by Lightning in my veins, and I just find it hard to see him turning the tables. Look, if I had to have a fifth pick, he would certainly be it, but yeah, I was happy to leave him out, and look, I'm pretty keen to throw that value in there of Pilote Desai, so yeah, he's in the mix.
He might be an improvement. Now, you did mention Self Sense had been running brilliantly over the jumps, won the Australian hurdle last start. Is it hard to assess a horse going from the brilliant jumps form back to the flat and on the back of what could have been a real gut buster last start?
Look, he did it extremely well off his pack in a maiden hurdle, came back a couple of weeks later or a week later and won at Caulfield. So he's clearly showing an ability to back up from a hurdle run onto the flat. And he's been mixing his... It's not like he's been over the jumps for three or four starts and suddenly, you know, 6 or 8 weeks since his last flat run, he's going back to the flat. His last flat run was at Wagga back on the 4th of May. So I think we can trust his flat form that he's going to turn up in that sort of Fettle.
He's $14 to get the job done again. Fettle as well. He's
Fettle, Pochon.
Really going
Fettle
wide here.
I was hoping you were going to have another crack at Pilote Desai, Quinny, but you opted not to read the odds out of him today.
No, Pilote Desai is not a nemesis of mine.
Pilote. And what's the Pilote paying?
$23.
$23 is our second pick in the quaddy leg. That's good
Dino
stuff.
Dino gets agitated with me because I seem to ask him about that horse every week and he seems to swat the suggestion away. And the one time I don't bring him up, he's got a good push.
I just like the fact that you've tipped my Nordic Hero, mentioned the horse 7 times, and Matty didn't mention it once. I think that's excellent. Race 9 is the third leg of the quaddy tomorrow as over the mile at Moonee Valley. We've got 13 going around. And you mentioned in your analysis of race 8, Matty Walsh, that Tatush would be tough to beat. Down the bottom of number 13, Jamie Carr on board with the 54 kegs. At a barrier 10 over the mile. A bit sticky, the gate, isn't it?
It is certainly a little bit sticky, Huff. He is in outstanding form, this 5-year-old gelding. He's won... poor run, the duck egg on his form card, which is 2 back in Adelaide. He was 10th of 14 behind Manuel. Pulled up with an issue there, so we can certainly excuse that run. And as mentioned, he was dominant in beating Have Another Glass last start. It was with the gun run behind the leader and peeled out as they came to the top of the straight and just was able to put them to bed. So from gate 10, Jamie Carr, brilliant rider over from South Australia. She's had great success here in Melbourne already. She's going to have to weave a little bit of magic through the first 400 metres to make sure that this bloke gets in one off the fence, but does have that sort of 350 metre run into the first bend to do that. So provided she can get him across, he is the horse to beat. The others I'll be including, number 4, Akavurin, is ready to win now. I think he's going to take up the running off gate 1. He's had a 3 runs back off a long break. He hadn't raced since November of 2016, and he's just racing himself into form. I think he's certainly the hardest to beat. Another one for Liam Reardon, who has a good book on Saturday. Number 1, Amavatio, finally gets up to the mile. I've heard Dean talking about he's been waiting for this horse to get to a mile, and of course Dino goes on holidays, and now he does, so... Hopefully he's paying attention and having a few bucks on. But I think Amavatio backing up from Flemington last week in one of the fastest run 1,400-metre races we've ever seen at Flemington. I think I heard Dean say it was the second fastest in history at Flemington that Aussie Choice won last weekend. So, look, he is certainly fit. He's done a lot of recent racing, Amavatio. He's going to get back, so he will need them able to make ground by this stage of the day. But he's right in the mix. The other one I'm including is Pemberley, who's first up here for... Kieran Maher. Trials have just been okay, but he does have a good first up record and he's going to get a lovely run in transit. So they were the 4 for mine in the third leg of the quaddy. Tatush, Akavurin, Amavatio and Pemberley.
13, 4, 1 and 7, Quinny.
Nothing for number 12, 60's Groove, who was heavily backed at his Australian debut and the money has come again tomorrow, including one bet of 2,688 at the 650. Now the $5.50 second leg behind Tatush.
Yeah, tongue tie goes on as well. I think he's quite awkwardly drawn there in gate 2. He stays at the mile. He wasn't able to get in the race early at the mile, first up in Australia. I would have loved to have seen him either draw off the fence or step up to 2,000 metres. That was a very good run. He was strong the last sort of 150 metres there at Moonee Valley in his first Australian start. But as I said, I think there's just a few things against him to have him right at the top of thoughts at that price.
So what would you want to see him do maybe on Saturday before he becomes a betting prospect?
Look, if he does exactly what he did last time and then were to step up to 2,000 metres, he'd be heavily in thoughts the start afterwards. As I said, he can certainly win on Saturday, but gate two is maps to get back. It's a tricky barrier. I'd love to have seen him at 2,000 metres at this stage.
You can't have them all in the quaddie.
What about the old warrior, Lord Durante? Nine now, track specialist.
And I tell you, he's going quite well.
Here we go. There it is.
He was he
40
was,
to 1.
He could certainly be entertained. He could certainly be entertained. He was okay first up at Caulfield at the 1100. He was hitting the line very strongly there. It was a slowly run race at Sandown last start, the 1400 metre trip. And the fact that he got back and it was slowly run really didn't suit him. Mm. They sprinted home good late sectionals. Galaxy Raider ran the best last sectional of the day, just off the top of my head. And the winner, Peacock, led all the way. So it wasn't run to suit him.
Drop 7K.
Yeah, just the sticky gate. I really hope they push forward with him from gate 14, because that's where he does his best work, is working early, getting across to the front or somewhere near the front. It's certainly not the worst here.
Two words, prefer others. Let's go to race 10, the last leg of the quaddie.
That's harsh. I gave it a good push.
No, I know.
It was actually close to my numbers.
I'm just going to shoot him down if you don't mind. I just quite like doing
that. Stick with me, Matty. You're going well.
There's a penchant for that sort of stuff. Race number 10, last leg of the quaddie. We've got 13 going around. Never Again, the second emergency, gets a start for McGarrett, who was scratched for Tommy Hughes. And we've got Belsonic for Jason Warren. Good horse, Belsonic. Had a couple of seconds the last couple of starts. Ben Mellum on board, but barrier 15 over the 1,200. Is that a concern for us?
It's not with a horse like Belsonic. He's going to get back anyway half, so I don't think barrier 15 is an issue. You'd rather him drawn out there than probably in one and getting bailed away on the fence. Excellent run last start. Probably zigged when they should have zagged, heading towards the inferior inside ground just before the home bend, and then quickly had to change course and come wide. He goes in the quaddie. He's right in the mix. Wide leg for mine, this is the last leg. I think Dispatch, backing up from Flemington last Saturday, he was extremely well back, Quinny. From memory, he was about $5 into $2, as short as $2.40 late. He was just hammered there. Looked disappointing on face value, but they ran fast time. That was the Miss Leonidas race that I referenced earlier. And in spite of finishing outside the top nine, he ran 32.62 for the last 600 metres. So that shows just how fast they were going there. He finished 10th, beaten 2.7 lengths. I think he's suited back up to 1,200 metres. So number two, Dispatch, goes in. I'm going to include Sam's Image, number four, on the basis that it may be a leader advantage track. I think that he'll lead them up here. He didn't lead last start, but I think getting back up to the 1,200 metres on Saturday, he'll lead them up, take some catching. So he goes in. Grey Shadow, tragedy for anyone who backed it last start at Sandown, missed the kick a length and a half and missed by a closing sort of half length. She should have won there. If she can jump with them, which she has done at her previous start, she'll be right on speed. She's goes in the quaddie. The other one I'm including is number 12, Usain Bowler. I think he is going to be very hard to beat on Saturday.
Usain Bowler.
Gate one.
So our numbers, just for those playing at home, 2, 4, 7...
2, 4, 5, 7, 12.
Right, 2, 4, 5, 7, 12. Our numbers, Quinny, market movers there?
Yeah, what does Egyptian Bullet need to get a bit of a plug? Keep sneaking under the radar. She's won 6 of 10, 3 in a row. And 20-1 her past two wins at Sandown and Flemington. No push there?
Yeah, no, certainly in the mix. As I said, it's a very even race. The other one I could entertain, including, is number 9. Lagerfeld had absolutely no luck behind them last start from an inside alley. Draws out, going to need a bit of luck, probably gets back to the second half of the field, but he went to the line under the hardest of hard holds there last start.
It's an amazing question, Quinny, considering she's not in your top four.
No, and I just...
not in your top four either, Quinny.
What about Spirit of Aquata, who beat Belsonic and it was pretty impressive?
I must say.
And fresh air.
Yeah, no, I was very keen on it. I was very keen on it first up, but I think it had its birthday there, and if you run the race three or four times again, I think Belsonic probably beats it the majority of those times. So I think we got lucky with Spirit of Aquata first up. Different assignment on Saturday, but it's one of the more even races you'll see, and you could go as wide as you like in the quaddie.
All right, there are our quaddie numbers. Now you got 100 bucks to spend, a virtual 100 for the Winter Championship. Matty, what are you going to do with it?
Best of the day, race 5, number 3, Innkeeper. Going to have 50 the win. Race one, I'm going to have a play. I'm going to back number 3, Tahitian Dancer, 20 the win, and number 9, Dharma Sun, 10 the win.
Jewish.
And a Quinella in... Well, ooh. I've been thinking about this since the challenge was thrown down.
Captain supervisors, look at them.
And they're writing it all down feverishly, Whitey. And a Quinella in race 8, numbers 1, Amavatio, number 4, Akavurin, and number 13, Tatush, spending $20 on that.
Righty, 1-4-13 in the Quinella.
You didn't get all that.
Written. I did. I got it all down. Not easy, but I did.
Don't worry, the government supervisors, they've written that down.
Matty, that's an outstanding audition for the British Championship. Quinny, before we let both of you go, have you got a coffee bet for us?
Yes, I'm going to give another roughie and hope we can run into a place to keep Adam White happy.
Are we doing place coffee bets now?
Well, at $4.80, we got the Usain Bowler home a place a fortnight ago, and I think there's one in race number 4. I've tipped it on top to win at $23, but very confident it will be running top 3. The horse is called Wall Street Wolf, a total forgive run, first up when resuming, has an excellent second up record. Matty, yay or nay at the big odds?
Yeah, pulled very hard first up there at Geelong, and certainly was the enemy of the punters who took the $1.50. Norton Bit goes on. Geelong is normally his track. He's had 5 goes there for 4 wins and the one lost the other day. But in the mix, Quinny, in the mix.
In the mix.
Good luck.
Good luck to you, Matty. That was wonderful to have you in. Quinny, nice to see you as always. Speaking of Geelong, we're racing today on the synthetic there. We're going to get Troy Corson's feedback on his runners today at Geelong after the break. But that is the Friday Form with Matty Welsh, Nick Quinn. Thank you, boys. We'll chat soon.
Thank you, Daniel.
Great audition from Matty. You get to a break. Troy Corson's in the Early Mail after this.